Hi, this is my journal for Saturday, August 4th, 2012. Good morning, Jumbo. Jumbo Sana. The day began at 5:30 a.m. That's the time Pastor Ron got up, and it was a rough night. Not only did I go to sleep with a gecko lizard on the wall of our closet, but there were guard dogs howling at night, and there was snoring. But it was deep rest, actually, because I was there at the conference, and I was in Africa. We got up and went to the morning devotional. It was very spiritual, with singing and prayer and powerful messages delivered by Chano Nixon of Kenya, based on Romans 6. By no means. He stated that now that Jesus has made us his own and we are baptized to Christ, then we must be dead to sin and live a new life. We must never remain in the old sins. Never. And so there's 184 people at this conference, 50 from other nations. And everyone's participating fully from the morning time. Then it's off to breakfast, another time to fellowship with the people of God from Africa. I sat with Peter Angelo. He is one humble and thankful and graceful shepherd. After breakfast, we gathered for a new Bible study, and it was led by Janet Chiratich from Kenya. And we had 10 people in our group. All the people were very sincere at studying the Bible. They studied the Bible just the way we do. There's even an expectation to be fully prepared beforehand. The message was Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. You will be my witnesses. I felt that it was very appropriate to have vision for Africa. And we really dug into the passage. We sat outside under the trees, and it was very, like 75 degrees or 80 degrees. It was very beautiful. After group Bible study, we listened to a message by Steve Sabali of Uganda, UBF. He was very clear and powerful, exhorting people to give their lives as witnesses of Jesus Christ. Another delicious lunch, lots of rice, white maize paste, covered with stewed beef and gravy, greens and bottles of Coca-Cola, and great conversation. I realized the Ugandans like to eat and talk. This place is full of talking and laughter and great conversation. How much we do forfeit when we give up eating together very joyfully. May our children and us eat together as a family every day. That afternoon, we all went for a nap, all three of us. I got up at 3 p.m. to go out and write testimony. And I realized that I have to live as Jesus' witnesses by forming love relationships with my wife and kids and other of God's people. And otherwise, how can my family be a witness to others? See, when I give into my anger and different things, different sin problems, whatever we got, how can that be a good witness about Jesus? So we can drive other people away because of our sinful nature instead of attracting them to Jesus. That afternoon, I talked to Caleb of Makerere UBF, and he was in Uganda, and he was practicing guitar and singing on the grass, and I recorded a song from him. You can hear that on the website. He is a great singer. It turns out he's a fourth-year medical student in medicine, and we talked about the suffering of the people and the lack of medical care. And he talked about one lady with swollen legs, maggots in the wounds, and there were two nurses and one CNA for 40 patients, and no supplies to properly diagnose and treat the patient. There's so much pain and suffering going on. Irene, a nurse, talked about how her dad suffered from bulging discs and having great pain and no one to do spinal surgery in the whole country of Uganda. And she stated that patients go to the hospital, get diagnosed, and they are told that the meds they need, and then they have to leave the hospital, buy the meds, and come back and get treated. Caleb and myself ate supper together. The evening was World Mission Night. We heard mission reports from Egypt, Malakal, from Oyer Moses, from Rwanda, Moses Agaba, and from Paget Dang from South Sudan, and they were all very encouraging. There was a drama by the Kenya drama team that was really brought out the struggle against sin, and I would like to repeat this drama someday. We also introduced ourselves nation by nation. There were 180 of us from 6 countries. It was very impressive on how God is bearing fruit among the people here. It is through the love and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and second, by that of the missionaries and shepherds. They have created a community of God's great love. That night I was not able to journal. I was too tired. I'm in bed by 11 p.m. with earplugs. Actually, I could not hear anything, but apparently, according to Pastor Ron, I snored. And he is right, and I repent. But what can I do? Lord, save me from my snoring. Okay, thank you so much. God bless.